Congress should give companies incentives to boost their cybersecurity defenses, says a group of Republican members of a House of Representatives task force. They're also pushing for improved information sharing between the government, ISPs, and ISP customers. Larry Clinton, the president of the Internet Security Alliance, is here to talk about what he thinks of the ideas. Larry, good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Francis.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
We're very enthusiastic supporters of this House Task Force report. We think it's the most comprehensive, elegant, and detailed strategy paper on cybersecurity policy we've seen from any government entity. And in addition to that, it's the most pragmatic. If this roadmap is followed, and I think politically much of it can be, we could actually see, I think, substantial improvements in our nation's cybersecurity in comparatively short order.
What's different about what this task force produced than what the administration has produced, the agencies have produced?
Well, as you may recall, Francis, because I think we talked about it on your program, the Internet Security Alliance was also big fans of the Cyberspace Policy Review that the Obama administration published back in May of their first year in office. This document, the House document, is actually very consistent with the approach in the Cyberspace Policy Review, which also advocates for the use of some of the very same incentives that the Republican Task Force asked to have implemented in their report. So there's a lot of similarity in those two approaches. Now, unfortunately, the administration's legislative proposal is a substantial departure from both the Cyberspace Policy Review, and then, of course, the House Task Force. And we frankly don't see that that sort of proposal to establish a massive new regulatory structure in the Department of Homeland Security has any chance of getting enacted in this Congress. And at ISA, we're interested in things that work. We're very pragmatic. We have been lobbying for legislation in this space for 10 years, and a lot of the items that are in the Cyberspace Policy Review and the House Task Force, and some of which are also in the Senate legislation, can be stripped out and we think enacted in this very year.
You've used the word pragmatic twice now. What is on this the punch list of highlights of this task force report that are, in your view, so pragmatic?
Well, first of all, unlike some of the other policy proposals, this policy proposal actually suggests doing things that will improve security. One of the least known, least reported items in the cybersecurity space is that we know tons about how to improve security. The NSA has testified to this, the CIA has testified, Secret Service, Pricewaterhouse, Verizon, all agree that if we could simply get enterprises to adopt the standards and practices that we already know work, we could solve somewhere between 80 to 95% of our cybersecurity problem. The reason that that is not being done is the same reason a lot of other things aren't being done now: cost. What this proposal is this says, let's take the market incentives that we are using in the other areas of the economy, in aviation, ground transportation, agriculture, et cetera, and apply them to cybersecurity so that we can take those investments, which are currently being seen as non-cost sensitive, and make them cost realistic to the enterprises to get them to actually do the things that we know will improve security. That's very different than let's set up a new bureaucracy at the Department of Homeland Security where people will write reports and plans and send them out to the private sector and back. All that stuff is regulatory back and forth. This says we ought to do things to actually improve security, and we know we can do them. Plus, the second thing that's very pragmatic about this is, as I said before, it mirrors a lot of the things that are in the president's own Cyberspace Policy Review, and several of the incentives that the House Task Force reports recommends actually are also in some of the Senate legislation, which also advocates for things like liability reform and procurement reform, et cetera. There are some new ones in here that we're very supportive of, but just taking the items where there is broad agreement between the administration, between the Senate, the House, and frankly the private sector, if we just found agreement on those and didn't hold those good ideas hostage to another idea that has no chance of being enacted, I think that's a pragmatic path to improving cybersecurity.
Just to be clear, when you refer to the Senate legislation, are you talking about the Rockefeller bill, or are you talking about the Lieberman-Collins bill?
Well, of course, there really isn't any Senate legislation. Both the Rockefeller bill and the Lieberman-Collins bills were passed in the last Congress, and we've been waiting, frankly, for over a year for a process that is being managed in Senator Reid's office to emerge with some sort of combined bill, but we haven't seen that bill. But I'm referring to elements that were in last year's Lieberman-Collins bill, principally, to a lesser extent in Rockefeller Snow. But I think, you know, these are things that are active over there. There are other things, by the way, I want to point to before we finish, that are in all of these things and for which there's broad consensus of support. The House Task Force is recommending reforms to FISMA that are very consistent with what is in the Carper bill in the Senate. Those FISMA reforms should have been enacted 2 years ago. Both the House and Senate and the administration, the private sector, are supportive of loosening federal guidelines for hiring so that we can get more cybersecurity experts in the government. They're both supportive of the idea of having more cybersecurity education. So there are a whole bunch of elements that are in this report that are also supported by the private sector broadly in the white paper that we discussed earlier that had the support of all the private sector and the civil liberties community, and also in the Senate bill. So we should be taking those FISM reforms, those educational reforms, those staffing reforms. We should enact those now and not hold them hostage to something else, because that way we can actually get improvements in cybersecurity in this year.
Larry, it'll be interesting to hear you talk as Congress tries to muddle through all of this and hopefully get to the kind of consensus that you're talking about. I wish I could say I was optimistic, but I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I'm more optimistic than I was a little while ago. I think if people can get, as I said, pragmatic about this, politics is supposed to be the art of the possible, and there are substantial improvements in cybersecurity that are possible that we can get consensus support to, and we should be enacting those immediately.